Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So anyway, Reddit, you're the asshole.
All right.
Does it talk about how he's a small man?
Yes, yeah, so he's a very petty
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so he's kind of the asshole.
He's a big guy, but a small man. That's what it says, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well.
Sounds like a pain in the ass.
Well, his wife has a nice ass, is what it says.
Well, obviously. Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Lehman.
And what's up? I'm Steve Green, aka the Iceman. And today we are talking Am I the Asshole? And if you love the show, check us out on Patreon. Nothing helps the show more.
Patreon.com/sticky, S-T-I-K-K-I.
You get this show a day early. You get to watch Crypto Corner every Tuesday. 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I talk deep on crypto for hours. And we also do a live stream every month with a free roll poker tournament accompanied with it. So
gambling.
Come on in. And an incredible Discord community you really do want to be part of. Trust me on that. So getting right into it. Am I the asshole for telling my daughter that her being home for the holidays traumatizes my wife?
What?
My daughter, Kayla, 19 female, used to be a sweet kid, but around 12 to 13, she took a turn for the worse. She turned into a cruel, calculating teenager only towards my wife. She was nice to me and her two younger siblings, but an absolute terror to my wife. She would insult her physical appearance, her weight, her intelligence, her personality, her friends, her behaviors, her cooking, and anything about my wife.
What a jerk.
It was constant. It was relentless. She would undermine my wife, talk bad about her to strangers, post random unflattering images of her online, leave negative reviews at work, and generally acted terrible. We took her to therapists, psychiatrists, yeah, and every mental health professional we could. The only explanation she gave is that she hated her mom. My wife and I would try to discipline her with taking away her things, grounding her, giving her stern talks, but she wouldn't stop. Eventually, my wife and I realized that if we let her insult and berate my wife, she doesn't escalate to more than extreme behaviors. My wife did her best, and she loved Kayla, but she dreaded coming home every night from work. She had panic attacks and was stressed and depressed for years. She would freeze when she heard Kayla's steps on the stairs. Jesus. When Kayla went off to college, it felt like a weight was lifted from our shoulders. My wife was happy. The atmosphere wasn't suffocating. Everyone remarked about how happy we were. Kayla wanted to come back for Thanksgiving. Oof. When my wife heard, she threw up. She said she was too weak to deal with Kayla anymore. I told my wife I'd arrange for a short hotel stay for the 4 days Kayla would be home. She was grateful. Kayla came home, and it was okay. She asked where mom was, and I said she was at a hotel. Kayla asked why she would be there instead of helping out the family, and I snapped and said, Kayla being home traumatizes my wife. I said that it was better if the two of them never came into contact. Kayla broke down into tears, called me an asshole who only cares about his wife. She stormed out. Am I the asshole?
No. Oh.
And by the way, the wife is Kayla's biological mother.
This is terrifying. This makes me not want to have kids.
Right?
This is like my worst nightmare. Is like, what if my kid is a sociopath or like hates my guts and like wants to do everything they can to like destroy me because they just, for whatever reason, they don't like me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's like my worst nightmare.
Yeah. For real.
Like these are the kind of kids that like where you see on the news or that's like
they killed their parents.
They killed their parents and threw a party or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'd be so scared. Good for the dad for being a writer.
For real. But I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe this isn't realistic or some shit, but I'd probably like adopt her out or put her into foster care if she was doing that shit to you.
That's not realistic.
It's not realistic?
No, because by the time she develops a personality to do that or it actually hurts, it's like the kid's like in a teenager. The kid's a teenager.
Right, 12 to 13.
I would just like assume that they're going through a really mean teenage phase.
Right.
But like, if it's extreme, I don't know. Maybe they just need to be better at disciplining. I can't really say. I don't have kids, so it's really... it's hard for me to be like, well, you should do this if you're, you know, like I don't have kids. So it really is just like conjecture. But
so that's what I just did. Nikki's making fun of what I just did, which is fair. Which is fair.
Well,
because I definitely have never had a kid. And I don't know what it's like to raise someone to 12 or 13 and then say, like, we're going to put you in a box by the fire department.
But I know that like I got like punished for far less, like not making my bed and stuff and like. You know, I just think, I don't know, like, wait, can they take away her cell phone? Can they do some sort of punishment?
Yeah.
Like, well, it was really, like, if she's doing fucked up things to her mom, like, like, can't you take away the cell phone or, like, or internet? Or is there something, is there some kind of discipline that they could do? But, you know, I don't know. So it's hard to say, but all I can say is based off of the story, like, it sounds like it was super traumatizing. And if I was the mom, I wouldn't want to be around that either.
No.
And I think that the dad's really in the right for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one of those things.
I wish that we would get some insight on why she hates her mom so much.
I know.
Like, I wish the dad had, like, maybe gotten that information, or if he has the information, if he would write about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's Reddit, so you never get all the information. They basically just said she hates her mom for like the reasons why she stated, like for being fat, ugly, stupid, pathetic.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she got diagnosed with ODD by a psychiatrist.
Okay. What's
and then
that?
Another one says she doesn't have ODD. I don't know.
Obsessive.
I'm not sure.
Something disorder.
Then he just says ODD. Like we're all supposed to know what it
is. Yeah. I have no idea. Well, let's look that up. ODD. Oppositional defiant disorder.
Oh.
A disorder in a child marked by defiant and disobedient behavior to authority figures. The cause of oppositional defiant disorder is unknown, but likely involves a combination of genetic and environmental factors.
Yeah. So, and then people were asking like, hey, did something happen between you two? And he's like, he's like, there's no like incidents or like catalyst arguments.
Yeah.
She just started sniping at her and then it became steady and like grew and grew and grew.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That sounds like the ODD that they said. I can't really say what the solution is, but no, you're not an asshole.
Yeah, I agree. And like your daughter needs to know what she's done to this woman.
Yeah.
Like you can't just like kid gloves her and like act like it's all good. Like I don't even know how I would like act like it's all chill with my daughter if she was like berating you all the time.
No.
And I'm supposed to act like it's all G?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd be like, you give your mother all kinds of hell and I'm supposed to sit here and be cool with it? I'm your mother's husband, dude.
That would never fly.
It would never fly, ever, not one time, ever. You have to have, first of all, respect.
Yeah.
And if you don't have respect, you don't get nice things, ever.
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 No.
And it's going to get worse.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't get nice things, but now you don't have a room anymore. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Take shit away. And you know what? I get to do all this because I don't have a kid. I don't have to fucking put myself in those situations. I can pull shit out
just
of my
make
ass.
Shit up.
And guess what? Nobody here can correct me because nobody here has a kid.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate.
What you gotta do is waterboard them.
Yeah. So what? Like, what are you gonna do? I don't
what
have
are you
a kid.
Do?
Steve Green said he'd waterboard his kid. Yeah, well, I don't have one.
Would never. That's so funny.
I tell you what, if I could waterboard a yellow cat, I would. Tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
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 All right, check this out. Am I the asshole for laughing and asking my mom what she expected to happen when she had my thief sister and her scumbag family over for Thanksgiving?
Mm. A lot of family dramos.
My sister is a drug addict and a thief. She's gone to jail because she mostly steals from family and friends. Her husband's also a dirtbag and their two kids are headed the same way. I will not allow them in my house. I will only meet them in public. I always bring just enough cash to pay my bill if we eat together, and I don't bring anything else. I don't know why she's this way. Both my brother, 33, and myself have turned out okay. We have educations and careers. We have stable relationships. We are reasonably well-behaved adults, and our kids are a pretty good bunch. My sister just never grew up. She hated rules. She hated that my parents got her to watch me when I was young. She moved out when she was 18, took her education savings account, and spent it traveling around. I was going to host Thanksgiving this year, and my mom mentioned that my sister and her family would be in town. They have not visited for 4 years. She asked me to include them. Hard no. I said that wasn't going to happen, so my mom said she wanted her whole family together so her and my dad would host. Well, she just called me, and a bunch of stuff is missing from her house. Jewelry, sports memorabilia, mm-hmm. knickknacks, stuff that would be easy to sell on eBay or to pawn.
Mm-hmm.
I snorted and asked her if she remembered why I do not allow my sister in my house. She said that when I allowed her to stay with me, she stole cash from me and her kids stole my stepson's video game. I asked her why she thought they wouldn't steal from her. She said that I'm being cruel to rub it in when all she wanted was family time.
It's not, I mean, yeah, maybe not the right time to bring it up, but.
But like, okay.
But yeah.
You invite them over for Thanksgiving and they didn't just like steal like $100 out of your purse. They cleaned you out.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think it's wrong to get rid of toxic family members.
No.
Like, if they are...
Dude, sports memorabilia? What are they?
No.
They taking fucking Packers helmets out of the house? That's wild to me.
Yeah, no. No. This, as far as I'm concerned, this... Yeah, this OP is not the asshole.
For laughing, though?
Well, for bringing it up after the fact, like, doing, like, an I told you so moment is kind of...
But aren't you and me small enough people where we would really revel and enjoy that moment?
No, okay. This is where you and I disagree.
Okay.
Because I don't like revenge at all.
Oh,
I don't,
that's right.
I don't like it at all. And there's been times where, you know, okay, I don't want to reveal like family members.
Mm-hmm.
Could be your family, could be my family. I'm not gonna say. Where one of us warned them and then they still wanted to be close to their family member and then the family member screwed them over again, and you wouldn't necessarily go grave dancing on that. Like, you wouldn't. I don't think you would to this particular family member.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That means it's my family.
I don't think that you would go, I told you so, and this is all the reason, and laugh in their face. If it was this family member.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
So.
Okay, true.
It's kind of asshole-y to do. It depends on how I was treated, though.
Yeah, it depends on the setup.
If I said, hey, here's my boundary. My sister's not allowed in my house because she steals from me and she stole from me last time, blah, blah, blah. I'm not having her at my house. And if my parent was like chastising me about it, like being like, oh, you're bad, like, oh, like, I want the whole family together, and that you're just wrong and mean or whatever. If they're being mean to me about my decision and my boundary, and then it happens to them, then maybe a little bit of like, was I in the wrong here?
Okay, so maybe, you know, maybe just to piggyback off that,
yeah.
Maybe there's a situation in maybe your family or my family,
mm-hmm.
where I did something and then mm-hmm. there was backlash inside the family for it.
Yeah.
And then it turned out that I was dead right a couple years later.
That's
and that
I'm
they should have just listened to me.
But did you go, Nana, told you so?
No, but can I just say this between you and me and our audience? I really want to.
I know you do, but there's a difference between doing it.
I know,
but and wanting to
but
do it.
I just want to clarify. I am a little enough man to want it so bad that I think about it. Sometimes I visualize it.
Yeah.
Right?
I
don't do it.
I think that the karma alone, like the fact that it happened to them alone.
Yeah, I don't like that it happened.
Is enough of a vindication for me.
Yes.
That I don't need to add extra victory laps in.
But there's so much fucking fun.
Yeah, so to me, they're not that fun because it's at the expense of someone I love's feelings.
But let me ask you this. So I don't think you ever played baseball. Did you play baseball?
Like very briefly, but no.
Did you ever hit a home run?
Yes.
Is there anything more fun than going around the bases?
No.
So imagine you hit a home run 6 years ago, and then you get to go around the bases in like 2023.
Here's the difference. Is that the home run that I scored isn't against people that I deeply care about and love. It's some like stupid fucking team who I could care less about.
Oh yeah, but no, but then okay, but I get to go around the bases with everybody watching me, and my family's also watching me too.
No, I know, but like your family's on the other team. You're hurting them too.
That's true.
Is the thing.
That's true. Well, that's why I haven't gone around.
They're
the bases.
Already hurt.
Yeah, I know.
And then you're hurting them more.
That's why I haven't gone around the bases.
And so if your original intent was to protect them, well, now you're kind of going against your original intent. Do you know what I mean?
But I know, but I was so right.
You just want them to say you were right.
I do.
And if they don't give that to you, then that's why you want to do it.
No, but I also want to hear that they were wrong.
Okay, yes.
And that they were wrong for chastising me the way that they did.
Yeah, so since you haven't heard that.
Because that was insulting.
So since you haven't heard that, that's why you want to do a victory lap.
Correct.
Right.
Around the bases.
And for me, just knowing that that happened to them and like.
That's true.
And that I was right. The like, that's enough for me.
You're a bigger man than me. I'm like I say, I'm a little
really big
man.
I'm a
little man.
I'm a big, big man.
Yep. And I'm a little man. Look, I'm
a big dick.
I'm a big, big human being.
Uh-huh.
Little man.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So yeah, I think that person was definitely.
Not the asshole.
Not the asshole.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for saying I want, quote, kid swap over our Christmas holiday? I, 32 female, have a brother, Charles, 38 male, who has a girlfriend, Claire, 35 female. I don't care how old you guys are.
Well, it makes a difference to the maturity.
Okay. Claire has a daughter, Ruby, 8 female.
Okay.
Who has additional needs? This will be relevant. And I have a daughter, Bay, B-E-A, 4.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck keeping track.
I'm trying.
We are all, along with mine and Charles's parents, going to be on a family holiday over Christmas. Claire was originally not bringing Ruby. You know what? I'm not doing this one.
Okay.
I can't keep track of this shit. Get out of here.
It's like Game of Thrones.
I need to have a visual. Yeah, it's Game of Thrones season 2.
It's too many families.
It's too much shit. Shut up.
Like, introduce another character already?
This is relevant too. You'll see it's so relevant because of a one-liner, I bet.
Yeah, in like season 4.
Yeah. I forgot that I didn't like that one. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Am I the asshole? If my boyfriend thinks I'm irresponsible for wanting to go back to my home country every Christmas break until I leave university.
Probably, but let's keep going.
Probably. Yeah. I told him I would like to go back to my home country once a year every Christmas break. So for around 3 weeks every year. And he's very unhappy about it. He thinks I'm being irresponsible. We initially agreed on a compromise of only going back for 2 weeks over Christmas so I can spend the remaining week with him. But I spoke to my mom, who is paying for the plane tickets, about it, and she seemed unhappy as she thought spending so much on tickets to only go back for 2 weeks was not good value for the money. My point of view is I want to go back once a year to visit friends and family. I don't see it as, quote, going on holiday, as he puts it. I see it as an obligation and that my parents will be unhappy if I don't go back. I think Christmas is the best time to go back because I play outdoor sports, which are not available in my home country, and so it's much easier to play said sport during Easter and summer in the UK. Christmas is simply too cold and wet. Before I got my pet rodents, I asked him if he would be okay looking after them while I was away, and he agreed. But if he changed his mind now, I would take them to a pet boarding facility whenever I went away.
Pet
Apparently,
rodents?
They have one for fucking rats. His point of view is I'm irresponsible because I'll be leaving him during Christmas, and it's unfair to leave your loved ones during Christmas, especially as he doesn't have friends or family.
I was wrong about this snap judgment from the title.
I should try to integrate in the UK and make an effort to, quote, become more British by staying here for Christmas and celebrating Christmas. Additionally, I am not integrating into the UK if I have a desire to go back to my home country once a year.
What's her home country?
They don't say, and they don't want to say because of privacy or whatever. Mm. Like someone's going to find out who the fuck
I wish they could at least say how far away it is
something.
So she lives in the UK now?
Lives in the UK now. Going to the home country.
Okay, got it.
And then point number 3 is I'll be leaving my pet rodents behind in his care. I shouldn't go away so often if I have pets. Leaving them in a pet boarding place is cruel. Not really, but yeah, what do you think of that?
Well, if she said mum and like Christmas is summertime, then I'm thinking Australia.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
and
good luck with
hardcore.
The good
Australians
luck with the private.
Have hardcore pets.
Yeah. They like rodents because that's the type of animals they have around.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I don't think you're the asshole. I mean, like, straight up, your boyfriend's being a little possessive, to be honest.
I also think, like, what do you mean you should try to integrate into the UK?
He's just
for the holidays.
He's trying to come. He's grasping at straws.
Yeah, he's just making shit up.
He's making shit up to try to guilt trip her into staying, which I think is just really toxic in relationships. So,
yeah,
like, originally, I thought she was going to say she has to spend, like, her whole year's worth of income to go, you know, once a year back home, and like that was really irresponsible. But no, like a family is paying for the plane trip. She wants to see her family in her home country. She's only going once a year. Like, I think she's completely valid.
Yeah. I love this part where, like, let me just read this again, right? Additionally, I'm not integrating into the UK if I have the desire to go back to my home country once a year. What? The shittiest point.
That is the dumbest ever. Thing I've ever heard in my life.
I've ever heard.
No, the boyfriend sounds dumb as hell.
He sounds dumb as fuck. She should also dump him.
Yeah, break up.
Break up.
Break up button, please.
Break up button, please.
I mean, obviously they're young, they're going to university, so they're like, what, like 18, 19, 20 or something, but like, this guy just, he's just trying to grab any little thing to try to guilt trip her with. It just seems like a really toxic, possessive relationship.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't leave loved ones. That's irresponsible. Like, I'm going to see loved ones.
Yes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yes.
Also, they're loved ones that I've loved longer than I've known you, so...
Go pound it.
Yeah.
Go pound that sideways and break it off.
Okay, I get she has to play nice. He's watching her rodents. She doesn't have any other friends, I guess, to watch the rodents.
The rodents. What do you do? Just leave them in the cage with water?
Okay. The only irresponsible thing I could see is, like, having pet rodents when you're...
Going to university.
When you're that young. I mean, when I adopted Franklin, I was 21.
Yeah.
And I was out of college and school, and I was living on my own. But that was a concern they had, was that, like, usually with young people adopting pets out, because they are, like, lifelong responsibilities, like, you kind of have to have...
Yeah, your shit in order.
Resources to have people watch them if you're going to be gone for long periods of time. And. Yep. Like, if it's a possessive boyfriend, I don't know. Maybe he might do something wild.
Yeah.
I don't know. He seems kind of toxic, so. That's the only irresponsible thing I can think of, but.
Good point. But just get that gigantic feeder thing. The big one that hangs on the side of the cage, and just fill that thing all the way to the brim.
I don't know if that's feasible.
And get the
She's
big
gone
giant
for
water
3 weeks.
One. Big. I'm talking the giant one.
Do you know, when I was 19, I got a dwarf hamster. He was so cute. But I had this water feeder thing, you know, it's like a little ball at the end, and they lick it, and like that's how they get the water. Well, I didn't know that it was clogged. And so I was just like, man, he's not really drinking a lot of water. And it'd been like 3 days, and like the water level didn't change that much. And then I was like, I decided to test it, and it was dry. It wasn't working.
Oh no,
it was dry. And then he died.
Oh, no.
Like within like a day.
I hate that.
I was like, oh, I felt so awful. I just
hate
the guilt consumed. He was so cute too. He used to dance to music. It was so cute. But yeah, I never got another hamster after. I never got another rodent animal after
intense,
that.
Intense, man.
Because I just couldn't live with myself. I was so like distraught that like why didn't I put the pieces together sooner? Like that the level. I was just like, oh, they don't drink very much. I thought they drank more. You know, it was my first time having one.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you learn. But this guy, I don't like him. I don't like the boyfriend.
Agreed.
Like
okay, let's. This one spoke to me. It's not holiday related, but it spoke to me.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for causing a scene at Chipotle?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay. I like Chipotle.
Yesterday I was at Chipotle for lunch. It was Sunday, so they were short staffed, but also holiday weekend. So there's my holiday end. Yes.
Yeah.
When a lot of people are still with large family groups, and I get it. When I got there, I was probably fourth in line behind an older couple. I was there for a bit when I realized the couple was taking a really long time to order for what seemed like 15 to 20 people. Confusing ingredients on individual items, repeating a lot, etc. It bothered me a little because this is exactly what mobile ordering / calling ahead is for. So they're causing the line to build up. All the employees were making the order. Three or four more people got in line while I was waiting. What made me say something was when the place ran out of shredded cheese. That's a problem with management. Shouldn't have happened. But the staff realized it when about half the order was finished and had to tell the couple this. Their response was to have the crew disassemble all the food and make them redistribute the cheese across the rest.
Oh my gosh.
By this time, I'd been fourth in line for 15 minutes and like 10 more people had come in. People in line were starting to get upset and then complain to the staff, which was making me angry. The crew was doing their best and this couple was actively making their job harder. It's a great way to piss me off is for entitled people to cause service worker problems.
Yeah.
So I said, what the hell are you guys doing? Do you see the lines of people waiting to order? Why are you doing this to the employees? Just take your order and go. The husband said that Chipotle ran out of cheese and the staff needed to fix it. This Chipotle is in a plaza directly across from a Trader Joe's. So I pointed to it and said, go get some. Then you can have as much cheese as you want. The husband said, I shouldn't have to. And I said, are you kidding me? Yeah, it sucks, but you're making things much worse and you can go fix it yourself. He told me to mind my own business. And I said, they're making problems, their problem, everyone's problem, and they used up all the cheese. It would have run out soon anyway, but I wasn't feeling generous. I wanted to embarrass them into just leaving. Their entitlement won and they stayed, so I stood with my arms folded and glared at them. At this point, I didn't just want them to feel okay about doing this and make them think about it in the future. The employees weren't saying anything to me and just continued as usual once the couple finally left after like 30 minutes. I did apologize to the cashier for causing a scene. They said not to worry about it. I ended up getting queso sauce on my burrito instead of shredded cheese, and I think I might like it better. Am I the asshole for angrily calling out the couple who is knowingly holding up a huge line?
This guy just wants someone on the internet to say like, no, you're not an asshole.
Job.
Listen, okay. Well, you go first.
I think that the couple are a bunch of dicks. I've been behind these people a million times in my life, and I can't stand these times.
I was going to say, is this just like a Steve Green episode of like Steve needing to get his pettiness out
right?
in the,
this one gets,
the
this
smallest
one,
man ways?
This one speaks to me. And
yeah, a lot of them speak to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, first of all, this couple sucks.
Yeah.
I don't blame the employees one iota. What about, oh, they ran out of shredded cheese. That's on them. Shut the fuck up.
I went through a roller coaster of emotions. Okay. So at first I was like, ha, I was right. This guy's the asshole. Because like it's an older couple. They don't know how to use mobile ordering. It wasn't from their era. They said it was an older couple, you know. So like you're just being a dickhead because like, yeah, you know a faster, more efficient ways to do things. But like, hey, have some like grace for this older couple. But then when they said they made the employees redistribute the cheese.
Yeah, come on, dude.
And you're holding up a line. I mean, that's just being disrespectful to the people behind you. Like, you got to go back to your people and say, sorry, they ran out of cheese. Like, I'm sorry. Like, they ran out of cheese. You're not going to make them redistribute all the cheese. So then I was like, okay, guy's not the asshole. This couple's the asshole. But then, like, how much he had to speak up in, like, for the entitlement and blah, blah, blah. I think that it just causes an extra added issue that didn't really need to be there.
Yes.
And so, like, I don't think he's an asshole per se. It was just unnecessary.
Good point.
Yeah. And I agree with the sentiment.
Yeah.
I agree with the sentiment, but I just think it holds up the line even more because now you're arguing back and forth.
Right.
And this couple's got it like the husband's all like, who huff, 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 puffin', puffin', puffin'. And now, like, that's taking way more time.
That's true.
Then, like, if they
he
just
definitely caused more time to be added to this situation.
I also think that
nobody budged.
I think that I feel the most bad for the employees.
Me too.
I think that in a better managed Chipotle, they would always have back fills of cheese. They would have shredded cheese ready, refills ready.
Yeah, backup.
We used to have. I worked at Chili's. And we always had backups ready of every dressing, of every salsa. In fact, it was like
You had bottomless chips for the bottomless chips. In case the bottomless chips ran out, you had even more bottomless as a backup.
As someone's leaving, like as your shift is leaving, your side work duties included refilling all the shit for the next person, like for the next shift, right? So there was always extra. And as you're getting lower, like if you're halfway down of shredded cheese, then someone calls for it like, hey, we need more shredded cheese. And then someone's in the back shredding the cheese, like making sure there's a new one ready to go.
Yeah.
Because you know throughout the day you're going to need those refills.
Yeah.
Like that's just a well-run, Chipotle has a system in place that's supposed to be like that, I'm sure, because it's a chain and all chains have systems.
But what do you guys do?
So it's not a very good managed Chipotle. It's not. But
okay.
It's not the employee's fault per se.
I agree.
It's the management's fault. I would blame the management of Chipotle
for
most of this, but the couple is being an asshole.
Yes.
And then you're just kind of like doing something excessive.
I agree.
And that's all.
How do you, when you guys How do you guys get the bottomless chips?
What do you mean?
Is there like a fucking portal?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, if your portal is being maintenance or cleaned, then maybe you don't have bottomless chips anymore?
The portal doesn't need to be maintenance. Oh, okay. It's self-cleaning.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, they actually hand make the chips. So out of tortillas at Chili's. Wow. So we have lots of tortillas because we need them for the fajitas. Mm. We need them for quesadillas.
Yep.
And you need them for the tortilla chips.
What's the quantity?
Tortilla.
What's the quantity of chips?
Bottomless.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know how many calories are in each batch of chips?
It's like 2,000, right?
No, like each batch, usually like it's, so the basket's about this big.
Yeah.
And the salsa cup's like this big.
If you're listening like to each one's as big as like a basket.
Like a, well, it's just shallow basket.
Yeah, shallow basket.
Of the size of a basketball.
Yeah.
You know how many calories?
How many?
And usually is not unheard of for someone to refill like five times.
How many?
900 per basket.
That's insane.
Per basket.
Insane.
And they refill like five times. That's like 5,000 calories, like
just chips
before your food even comes out.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Wait, why do you guys fuck everyone with the little cups of salsa?
I like how I speak for all Chili's.
Yeah, no, why?
It's not little, actually.
It's the tiniest cup I've ever seen.
No, it's actually, it's like this big.
What's the cup to chip ratio? It's like completely absurd and ridiculous.
It should be like the size of a... Oh, you know what? Okay, I did a little hack because I didn't like how... if like I didn't like the little ramekin. Like, it's supposed to be in a soup cup bowl of salsa. Oh. But yeah, you have to refill the salsa each time too.
Well, I know, but that's what I'm saying. They give you like the tiniest little cup of it.
It's not the tiny, actually.
It is.
Go to a Chili's.
I have.
It's different.
It's rough.
It's different.
Airport,
you're thinking of...
At the airport?
That's Chili's too, first of all.
Okay.
Chili's T-O-O.
Okay.
It's not a regular Chili's.
Well, they fuck you on this also.
Maybe they'd use a different system. I don't represent them.
Okay, when we come back, we have even more Am I the Asshole after a few words.
And even more Where Do Bottomless Chips Come From?
Exactly. Be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back.
So here we go, right into it, right?
Right.
Am I the asshole for calling my sister a Christmas Nazi?
Ooh, harsh words.
I, 32 male, have had tension with my sister, 28 female, over the past few Christmases. There aren't really huge problems in my family, so the tension is silly but persistent. I work inconsistent hours with the public and usually do not get the holidays for free. My sister works very constant hours out of the public eye and usually gets the holidays free. My typical Christmas is working a full shift, leaving as soon as I can and driving a couple hours to my parents' house. I'm almost always last to show up, and I mostly want to heat up a plate, catch up with family, and relax by the time I arrive. Sister, who plans activities in a care home for a living, typically has some sort of totally not mandatory game slash activity set up when I walk through the door. But this was not a tradition that we grew up doing. And I should point out that everyone at the gathering is an adult, with her being the youngest. After my day of selling, followed by driving, I do not have the will to learn a new board game. I'm exhausted, overstimulated, and want to catch up with folks I don't see every day. That said, I don't want to try to stand in the way of anyone having fun. I don't mind at all, just to decompress while everyone plays. Something like this exchange is common. Hey, brother, you ready to play a game I've never heard of in a few minutes? Me, I think I might sit this one out. I'm pretty beat. Come on, don't be a Grinch. Hope you have fun, though. You never want to do anything. You're an ass. And it usually just devolves from there. I don't end up playing the game, but get glared up by her for most of it. Family just finds it awkward and amusing and has come to expect the exact scenario. On one hand, I could show up with more enthusiasm and a team player attitude. And on the other, I feel like my sister doesn't understand my stress level, makes the day more lame with too much planning and pressure. It seems like it's either her way or you hate fun and ruin family Christmas gaming, which she invented 3 to 4 years ago. Am I the asshole?
That's a toughie, because, like, why the fuck don't you want to play a game?
See, this is Nikki's family for sure.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, I have a lot of fun playing board games. It's, like, my favorite thing. Yes. But we've been doing it since I was a kid. So, yes. Like,
it's tradition.
It is a tradition. And also, like, there are a few members of the family who don't like playing board games, my dad being one of them. Yeah. And so, like, I already know who's not going to play, but me and my cousins get really excited about, and my aunt and my aunts, yes, too. So, like, it's definitely when someone's being a curmudgeon, it's like, you're missing out on the fun. Like, have fun being a Grinch, you know,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, it would be more,
like,
fun if you just played.
And we, like, roast them a little, but it's not serious.
No.
It's not like, oh, we hate you and we're glaring at you the whole time. We're going to have fun playing our game. Like, it's, if you really have fun playing the game, then you don't need everyone to, like, be playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can definitely, I let people, like, have their thing, because I'm usually the one that sits out of, I'm usually the quieter one in big group, boisterous situations.
Yes.
It's just that I happen to really love board games.
I happen to not love board games.
Yeah.
Especially if I don't know the rules.
Yeah.
I find that tedious and annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a gamer. I play.
Yeah.
But so I understand that part. If you're, like, mentally exhausted, you don't want to learn a new game, I completely understand.
Yeah.
But I don't think you should have to play.
No, I don't think you should be pressured to
Unless, I will say this, unless it's a small gathering and you're going to literally ruin everything by,
like,
not playing.
Like, people, it's the difference between people being able to play or not.
Yes.
Like, if it's a four-person game and,
yes,
there's only three people.
And you're like, I'm just going to chill. It's like, no, you're a weirdo.
Yeah,
and
that's kind of fucked up.
And
yeah,
you're weird.
Yeah.
And you're ruining everything. And you just fucked this whole party up.
But
there is context to this stuff.
Yeah.
Very important.
I agree. But also, I feel bad for him that it wasn't, like, part of the tradition. So it's, like, become a new expectation.
It's true.
And then what is he supposed to do? Just, like, not come, you know?
I know.
So there's not really a solution for him if he's going to be the asshole.
But I think he's not the asshole because it's a bigger environment.
I don't think he's the asshole.
Yeah. There's enough people that everyone,
yeah,
can play the game and or not play the game.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
So he's not the asshole, but it's that sucks. I kind of, like, wish he'd be a little bit open-minded one of the years.
I agree with you, because, like, his sister's intentions is just for everyone to have fun.
Yeah. And, like, my brother doesn't really like to play either. And
yeah,
it's like, we used to play games a lot growing up, and so it kind of bums me out when he doesn't want to play, because I don't get to play with him very,
yeah,
often on,
yeah,
things. Like, so,
but then when you do,
it might be years and years before I get to play with him on something, and so it's like, oh man, like, I really wish he would play. It comes from love.
I know.
It's like, where I'm just like, and so my form of, instead of being like, damn, I really wish you could play, like, it fills me with joy when we play, instead I'm gonna come after him, like, roasting him, like,
yeah,
why are you being a dick? Come over,
yeah,
and play.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because that's just our That's just our, yeah, the style. Way that we communicate. Yep. So.
Yep. Plus, watching you destroy him at games gives you...
Yeah, joy. I mean, he's not going to win.
Yeah. And that's maybe why he doesn't want to play.
Yeah,
but
maybe,
whatever.
But like, I never get to beat him. Like, yep. I never get to play him enough to yep. beat him.
And watching you and your parents play Rummy, by the way, over Thanksgiving, they played Rummy for like 7 hours, dude. It's like
fucking wild.
I kind of
want to play Rummy right now.
But like, they play hard. They yeah. play for keeps. They, it's
super
all,
strategic.
It's really real. And like, they kill each other.
Yeah, there's a lot of tanking. Of
yeah.
making sure you're making the correct strategic move.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets tense.
It's intense.
But I love that. I love when people are taking the game as seriously as I'm taking it. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not fun.
I know.
Because it's like, if I win, it's like you weren't that much of a challenge to begin with.
Very true.
And if I lose because you were just like being stupid, I'm just like, well, that was just luck instead of... That was just luck instead of you actually taking the game seriously. I love like being up against someone that's taking it. Maybe that's why I go play poker against strangers.
Maybe.
Because like
you can
they're
play as hard as you want.
Because they're taking it seriously because it's their money against strangers, and I don't have to feel bad about beating them or taking the game more seriously because they decided to play in a public arena.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Okay. Here comes the next one. Am I the asshole for leaving my family's Thanksgiving dinner early? I've been thinking about this last few days, so I decided to post it here. Last week, I had Thanksgiving dinner with my family. I, 21 male, have been going to college. I only get to see my family during the holidays. They were asking how things are going, stuff like that. I don't really remember what led to it, but my dad eventually makes a homophobic comment about how gay men are weaker than regular men.
Whoa.
I asked him about one of my best friends, Tom, not his real name, who happens to be gay, and someone my dad has met multiple times. For context, Tom is a big guy, goes to the gym multiple times a week. Works in warehouses moving heavy boxes. I don't remember the exact wording he used, but he responded by saying something like, they only hired him to meet their diversity quota.
Whoa.
And a real man would do his job 10 times better.
Oh my gosh. This is comedic.
Like, I know. I was taken aback when I heard this. Tom's a really great friend and someone that is very important in my life. I cleaned up my stuff, said my goodbyes, and left. I feel bad for leaving early, especially since I don't get to see them very often. But I was so offended I couldn't stay there for another minute. Am I the asshole?
No.
I think so.
But it's almost a comic level of bigotry. Like, I can't even believe that's a real
They're
person.
They're weaker, did you hear?
Well,
didn't you read it in the paper?
If he was a straight man, he'd be way stronger.
Ten times stronger. 10 times the strength.
So clearly it's a diversity move.
It's pretty
like,
great.
What? I mean, I don't even know if I could take that seriously.
Yeah,
so.
maybe it is a Fugazi, but people do talk this way.
No, I know. I actually believe it. I don't think it's a Fugazi. I think that like, because, okay, I've heard conversations here where I'm like, whoa, people actually like are that hardcore?
Yeah. Like around Vegas?
Yeah. Where I'm like, I didn't even think that was like a real conversation. I thought that was like exaggerated to highlight sexism whatever. But no, people really talk that crazy.
Generically. Stereotypically.
Big, broad strokes of like... Yep. Every gay person's like this. Women are like this.
Yes.
You guys were telling me about the sports bar you went into where they're like, with a woman came on the screen as a reporter or whatever. I think she was in the field and the guys at the bar were like, oh, I hate when the women talk about sports.
And they were dead serious.
Yeah.
And it made me go like, wow, this place, first of all, this place was built like in like 89. And like all the guys in there, you can tell they're regs.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, they were pissed that this lady's talking about sports because these guys know that women know nothing about sports.
Well,
and they're so matter of fact about it. It was like, wow, dude, this is awesome.
She's got lady parts. It's physically impossible for her to have an interest in sports.
It's just amazing. Like, it's like, what do you call it? Like willful ignorance, but like. To a level that it's just impressive.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's like
it's just like wow, you really
like
did it.
It's like comically bad.
Yeah, you did it. Like you're the guy in the Steven Seagal movie where Steven Seagal breaks a pole cue over his knee and then starts kicking the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're like, hey, what are you doing here, hump? Hey, you know, only ponytails only for girls. You heard that right? Like that kind of
shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know? Yeah. Like I always see that and I go, okay, this is bad writing.
Yeah.
But then I see someone like that in the bar and I'm like, it's good writing sometimes.
It reminds me of like, remember that movie Young Adult? When she just takes actual, she's listening to teenager conversation and she just takes actual dialogue
and uses it.
It's like, maybe someone just did that. They were just in a sports bar and they're like,
oh, I hate when the ladies talk, right? Talk about sports. Sports should be for the man.
And until
only.
I heard it, because even, you know, I have my grandfather who's like a, you could say he's a stereotype in a lot of ways about, because he's a Marine who swore all the time, right? But like he didn't even talk like that.
No.
And he really respected my grandmother and my mother and like all that kind of shit. So it's like, yeah, I didn't even get to hear it at home. Like so I would always go, that's bad writing. You don't, you know. But then I'm like, oh shit, it's pretty good. yeah, definitely not the asshole. That one's easy. That was a gimme.
Super easy.
Bank shot. Okay.
Bank.
Here we go. Now it's time for a really good one.
Okay.
Really, really good. This is my favorite one.
I'm ready.
Okay. So I, male 38.
Okay.
And
that's you.
Just, what is it?
You're a male 38.
I'm also 38. I, male 38, am trying to go hang out with my friend. He's male 33.
You just made it up or what?
No, that's what it says here.
Okay.
Yeah. I, male 38, am looking to hang out with my friend, male 43.
Okay, 43.
He has been away, as we all have been, as it has been the holidays, and we were out of town. My friend was out of town. I was in town for the holidays. However, for the past week or so, I have been hanging out with family nonstop. Since last Tuesday, my parents got into town, and then later in the week, my girlfriend's family got into town.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now my friend is asking if I can go watch Monday Night Football.
Uh-huh.
However.
Yeah.
Not all the parents have left town yet.
But they have a plane leaving.
You read this one.
Yeah.
They have a plane leaving at approximately 10 p.m., but they have to leave here by 8 p.m. So Reddit, am I the asshole if I leave here at 5 p.m. to go watch Monday Night Football with my friend, male 43, while my chick's parents are still in town?
I knew when you couldn't get the ages right.
What? What are you saying?
Where it was going. And you left out. I know I've read this one before.
Okay.
And I understand.
It's an old one, yeah.
But the girlfriend in this would like to go, like she says, her whole thing is that poker is really good during football times.
Right.
And since she can't go play poker, then the husband, the girl, boyfriend shouldn't get to go watch football with his friend.
Mm,
especially
true.
Since she had to miss the previous Thursday night football poker session because his parents were in town and hers weren't yet.
Yep.
So since she had to miss two sessions of poker, he hasn't missed any football.
Not really. Well, except for when Reddit when he went to go get Christmas decorations during football. Oh, and he also had to go during the Packers game on Thanksgiving Day. He didn't even get to watch the early Thanksgiving Day game and could finish it
because
he was too busy running errands with parents.
Yeah, when it was like,
which he didn't even want to do.
But in there, it was like, the boyfriend actually was the one that wanted the Christmas decorations up more than the girlfriend. And she was like, I don't care that much.
Well, no, but the boyfriend wanted to get the decorations up because he wanted his mom to see.
Yeah.
The decorations on the house that she hadn't been to before.
So we should care about all parents' needs, I think.
No, we do. But like, am I the asshole for wanting to go to watch Monday Night Football?
For sure.
Oh, damn.
For sure. Even because, okay.
But even, okay, but.
Is it his team playing? Does it say if it's his team playing?
It's not his team playing.
It's not his team playing? Yeah,
it's the Vikings.
Yeah, you're the asshole.
It's the Vikings.
Oh, so it's like the opponent of the girlfriend's team
And the Bears.
Oh, it's like both of their rivals?
Yeah, it's their division rivals.
Because it said
the
girlfriend's a Packers fan, right?
Yeah, the girlfriend's a Packers fan.
Okay, so yeah, that's kind of asshole-y of him to like need to do that.
But okay, but get this.
Mm.
If the parents' plane is leaving at like 8.
Does he get football at home? Does he have access to?
Yeah, he has football.
Okay, so maybe he should just watch it at home.
That's true. That's a good point.
Or maybe he should learn how to play Rummy with the girlfriend's parents.
He can't because Rummy's a 3-person game.
I just found out that you can add a fourth.
What?
I had to ask. I asked.
So when my mom sat
and
watched you guys play.
Your mom?
The Reddit when my mom sat and watched you guys play Reddit.
I didn't know. I thought it was I asked after the fact because you brought it up.
So they knew and they didn't care.
Well, no one. I don't think anyone knew that anyone was interested. But anyway,
okay, Reddit. Well,
so anyway, Reddit, you're the asshole.
All right.
Does it talk about how he's a small man?
Yes, yeah, so he's a very petty man.
Yeah, so he's kind of the asshole.
He's a big guy, but a small man. That's what it says, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Sounds like a pain in the ass.
Well, his wife has a nice ass, is what it says.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
That was a given.
That's what he's in it for.
Anyway, let us know who you think's the asshole in the comment section, we'll check that out. Also, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI. You get these episodes a day early. Sometimes I forget to release them to the public, so sometimes you get episodes that are just
extra.
Yeah, like, just bonus extra episodes. Also, it helps show a lot, and we do free roll poker tournaments. Steve does like 3-hour crypto streams every single week. Some people have been able to buy houses off of the conversations and stuff that they have during those streams. There's a lot of good insight and research. This man is researching more than anything he does in his entire life. So he's got a lot of good insight and knowledge to share.
Been nailing the market, been nailing the run.
And he doesn't do called anything publicly.
Nope, called the bottom, called the breakout too. Said we had 10 months to make it last January.
Yeah.
Been a wild time.
He really should do things publicly because it would be really cool, but he doesn't. He limits it to the Patreon. So check it out. We do free roll poker tournaments, and our Discord community rocks. So
yes, 100%.
Other than that, we'll see you next week. Maybe if I remember to release it to the public.
You will.
Maybe.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.